Rogue Valley and website listeners. We might this morning consider how to meditate and how meditation fits in to our life. Once we learn, once we change and start to live in spiritual awareness, the meditation is no longer something that is jump-starting our awareness, but it is more like a savoring of the awareness which we are living in now. When we say spiritual, it's not a general term in my usage, like saying it's really cute, it's really spiritual. Spiritual means something. There is a level of awareness, not a level of any objective reality, because there is no objective reality at any level. Nothing is an object. But there is a level of awareness which is a physical one, and that is the most frequently experienced one, especially within civilization. People might be professional clerics and yet living generally in a physical state of awareness. They think that things around them are physical. So a problem comes along. Basically, it is a physical force and should be countered with a physical counterforce. And as a last resort, as they say in the movies, all we can do is pray. That would be an intervention, an aberrant but hoped for intervention among these physical causes and physical circumstances that reverberate, like the little ball bouncing around in the pinball machine. There are three levels of awareness. The next one is a psychic level of awareness. This might be a preponderant level of awareness in a tribal society, a prehistoric society, where it is felt that things are being caused, you might say, by the mind, by the will, by our individual or a group desires. And with this level of awareness, there are clashes of desire. For example, I have met more than once people who were witches or wizards, who psychically battled with witches or wizards of opposite stripes. I've known white witches or wizards who felt they were working on the side of good, and also black witches or wizards who felt very justified in doing in their enemies, just like a lot of people do. For our purposes, we might say that a distinguishing characteristic of the psychic level that connects it with the physical level is that there's a struggle, and there are things that are desired. A white witch may go to great lengths and personal risks to heal someone of a disease, which is now considered a psychical disease. At the spiritual level, there's no longer a struggle. That's the outcome of seeing things as being all spiritual. And we recognize at this level that things are experienced in an indirect way. Always. For instance, we are sleeping, we have a dream, we see images. There's a meaning to those images. We don't see a sign saying, this represents your father, or this represents what happened when you were 4 years old, or this represents death. But there are images. Everything is in a metaphor, a story. And the whole world is like that. There are still meanings. And because now we say we're awake, we're even less conscious that there are meanings. Deeper meanings. All the events of the world are like a dream in that they convey meanings. We understand the meanings in the terms of these myths, these parables, these stories, these adventures. They're gussied up, they're dressed up, and it's wonderful, it's the way that things are conveyed. Beneath events, there are wavelengths that create light or sound. Wavelengths of electrical current that go along the nerves of our body to convey anything in or out. On top of them are all these wonderful events and the colors and sights and sounds and smells, the taste, the feel, the encounters. And this is how love is conveyed. This is how relationship is conveyed. And it is a great work to create such an infinitely complex and wonderful universe. And in creating that, we may go awry and make mistakes that need to be corrected, and they may be awful, terrible mistakes, like tremendous wars and ecological destruction. You might say that fear is the basis of war. Fear is the basis of selfish action. Fear is a fear that love is absent, that instead there is antagonism. In the spiritual universe, there is not antagonism. We may be seeing things that are mixed up, but we are confident they will straighten out, and this is just have some patience. We're in the process right now. Everybody is well-meaning. Everybody is God, unbeknownst to itself. And when we meditate and learn to have a spiritual awareness that is the very basis of our life, we practice the meditation so that we may evolve and change this way. Sometimes we'll be afraid, we'll be antagonistic. Those are the usual human reactions. We just no longer buy into them. Those happen, and then we can recall, we can enter our new abode, our new life, our new home, our new being. In meditating, ideally we will sit down in a quiet place and close our eyes. Contemplative meditation is the method through which I myself learned, and it's effective. In my experience, to just kind of relax and sit and let things peaceful out has got definitely limited value, because you can come out of that state, something terrible is happening, and the peacefulness is shattered and forgotten. or to repeat, to try to drive thoughts out of your mind. Repeating a word may be a way of trying to drive thoughts out of your mind. To drive thoughts out of your mind, is not as valuable as letting divine thoughts into your mind, your conscious awareness. Once we are really part of this spiritual life, and that could take months or weeks or years, we can enter this spiritual state, this state of awareness of the divine presence in everything, in myself, the one life. When it just clicks into place or shows that it is established, there's no need to search around for it, to reconnect through a spiritual principle in words. But while we are building that ability, we may very handily, to our benefit, consider some spiritual principle in words. The word could be God. The word could be I. The statement could be, this is a spiritual universe. Something. In the back of my book, Really Being With You, there's a couple of pages of possible statements. We're not repeating the statement like a mantra. This is a spiritual universe, this is a spiritual universe, this is a spiritual universe. But we are letting our core wisdom, our unconscious mind, bring its wisdom to us related to that statement. If we said God, we might ask ourselves, what is God? And see what comes to us. See what preconceptions are stripped away and what reality is revealed. What is God? It said God is omnipresent. Is God here? What is here that is God? And then we begin to experience it. It's always here with us. In a sense, the funny thing is how we're constantly running around like little children run around when we stop playing, we fall into a dreamless sleep. Let us reflect. Let us be self-conscious to turn that awareness into an awareness of itself, to turn that awareness upon itself, to look at itself, to be a mirror to oneself. A still mirror, a resting, self-awareness. And to know the oneness of myself and God and everything around me. It occurs to me, perhaps this would be like meditating, staring at a candle. No, I've done that. But it just seems more effective to understand the meaning of the metaphor, meditating, staring into a candle is a metaphor, when we understand as well as experience this is the nature of God, this is the meaning of things. I will abide in this, I will make my fortress and high tower here. This is time binding, this becomes total understanding. Not basically an intellectual understanding, but it includes that. It's the awareness of reality, like we're aware that we're sitting in a chair. But it's even a stronger awareness because, in a sense, we're not sitting in a chair, and yet we are. The awareness of reality embraces all contradictions and paradoxes. And it works miracles in our lives, impossible ones and everyday ones. There is more instruction about meditation again in my book. Some of these talks are in the KSKQ archives, and give insight into different aspects of the meditative life. We close our eyes, we're aware of a truth. We become aware of what this statement means. God God What is it? Where is it? Who is it? God, what does it do? When is it? God. So the inquiry leads us to touch the hem of the robe of God, to enter the presence, which is our own presence. It's welcoming. It's here. It's closer to me than I am to myself. It is even more myself. So we learn to meditate, and from this outspreads a spiritual life. We work on this as we are enabled to. Every day, every being is working on its spiritual evolution. And with us who consciously step upon the spiritual path, we are aware that we are doing this work. We shepherd other people, other beings. This is an assignment to us. On a radio program, it's disconcerting to stop speaking for more than a few seconds. People don't know if they are tuned to the wavelength of the station. When we're meditating, the words may come and go, and the central contact with our own divine self is beyond words, beyond thoughts. It's like being slapped alongside the head by a board. Knocks you silly. In an entirely joyous way. So I say to all the other holy fools, that may have been the end of the broadcast. Little bells went off. Peace, love, and joy.